Have you ever watched a coffee stain spread, across a table and its edge gets all messy and unpredictable?
Right, sort of fractal-like.
Exactly. Or maybe seen a crystal grow, but it's kind of chaotic, not perfectly smooth.
Those are great examples.
Well, these aren't just random things we see. They're actually examples of what scientists call random growth processes.
And there's deep math behind them.
That's what blew my mind. What if I told you that this really abstract-sounding math, complex equations, point processes, actually holds the key to understanding the rules behind this kind of real-world randomness?
It's a fascinating connection.
So today we're taking a deep dive into that connection. We're looking at a really brilliant paper. It's titled Moments Match Between the KPZ Equation and the Airy Point Process. The authors are Alexei Borodin and Vadim Gorin.
Very significant paper in the field.
Absolutely. Our mission really is to unpack this long-standing, mystery, they call it, about
Yes.
how two very different kinds of mathematical systems are related.
Systems that describe randomness in seemingly totally different ways.
Yeah. And we'll see how looking at the problem just slightly differently, focusing on moments, whatever those are, instead of the full picture can unlock some really profound insights.
It's a great example of finding a new angle.
So our guide is the paper itself, published in Sigma. Ready to jump in?
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's unpack this. To really get what Borodin and Gorin did, we need to understand the two main players here.
Right.
On one side, there's the Cardar-Parisi-Zhang equation, or KPZ for
It's
short.
much easier to say.
Definitely. Now, the full name, stochastic partial differential equation, sounds pretty intimidating.
It is a bit of a mouthful.
But I mean, at its core, it's a mathematical way to describe interfaces that are, growing randomly.
Think back to that coffee stain edge.
Exactly. It isn't smooth, right? It's rough, it fluctuates, it's driven by randomness at tiny scales. The KPZ equation is like the language for that.
Or a burning piece of paper, the edge of the fire.
Or a bacterial colony spreading out. The paper specifically says it governs these random growth processes.
And they focus on a specific starting point, the narrow wedge initial data.
Right, like starting the coffee stain from one tiny point. And they use this mathematical trick, H equals minus log Z, the Hopf-Cole solution.
Which basically makes the math a bit more manageable.
So KPZ, dynamic, unpredictable surfaces, evolving, fluctuating, that's one side, but what's it connecting to?
Okay, so on the other side, we have something completely different, the Airy Point process.
Airy point process, okay.
Yeah, and it's a very different beast. The paper calls it a determinantal random point process on the real line.
Whoa, okay. Determinantal.
Yeah, let's break that down. Unlike the KPZ's dynamic growth, the Airy Point process describes a static set of points. Think of them as just numbers on a line, A1, A2, A3.
So not growing or changing, just there.
Exactly. They show up in things like random matrix theory, studying matrices filled with random numbers. But here's the fascinating part. While the points are random, it's not just complete chaos. There's a structure.
Structure and randomness, how does that work?
It's like the points kind of repel each other, but mathematically. Their positions are correlated, linked together by something called a correlation kernel. And that kernel involves the Airy function, which is famous in its own right. So it's structured randomness, almost elegant.
So let me get this straight. KPZ, dynamic, messy growth, airy process, static, but structured random
You
points.
got it. They seem worlds apart, don't they? One
Wow.
about movement, the other about fixed positions.
Totally different mathematical worlds. And that's the hook, right? The big mystery everyone was talking about.
Precisely. How could these two possibly be related? Especially within this wider context called the KPZ universality class.
Which is like a family of models that behave similarly.
Exactly. They all share certain large-scale features. And both KPZ and Airy are solvable in some sense. We can calculate things about them.
But they look so different structurally, determinantal versus non-determinantal, as the paper says.
Right. So are they just parallel universes? Or is there some hidden link, some shared language?
It feels like finding two stories in totally different languages.
And then realizing they're telling the same tale.
Yeah.
That's what started happening. A huge step came from work by several groups: Amir Corwin-Quastel, Calabrese-Ledoux-Soroso,
Yeah.
Totsenko, Sasamoto-Spohn.
Some big names.
Absolutely. They showed something remarkable: the one-point distribution of the KPZ solution.
Okay, the statistics of the height at just one point.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
For that narrow wedge starting condition, That distribution perfectly matches something called a multiplicative statistics of the area point process.
Multiplicative statistics.
It
so
is.
Some specific way of combining those area points.
Correct. A particular mathematical function applied to those A1, A2, et cetera points.
Hey.
Finding this match was a massive breakthrough. It meant that if you look at this one characteristic, its statistical fingerprint is identical in both systems.
And this also connected to the Tracy-Widom distribution.
Yes. It implied that KPZ over long times shows this famous Tracy-Widom distribution, a key signature of this universality class. It was like finding that Rosetta Stone, at least for this one specific feature.
Okay, that's huge. The distributions matched. So, why this paper then? If the distributions matched, what more was there to say? Why look at moments?
That's a really sharp question, because you're right, a distribution is the full picture, like the complete histogram of possibilities.
Yeah, it tells you everything, doesn't it?
It does. But moments are different. Think of moments as summary statistics. The first moment is just the average. The second moment relates to the spread, the variance. Third is skewness.
Ah, okay. Like the highlights rather than the whole movie.
That's a great analogy. They're key statistical summaries. And Borodin and Gorin decided to look at those. Now, there's a slight catch mathematically. Sometimes knowing all the moments isn't quite enough to uniquely pin down the distribution.
The indeterminate moment problem.
Exactly. But physicists often use moments anyway, sometimes with techniques like the replica trick, suggesting they hold real physical insight, even if mathematically tricky.
So it's a different angle, focusing on these summaries. And what did they find? What did looking at moments reveal?
This is the core of their paper, Theorem 2.2. They proved a direct moment's identity.
That's
not just saying the distributions match. It's an explicit algebraic equation.
An actual equation linking the two.
Yes. It shows that the expected value of a specific function, a complete symmetric homogeneous function of the exponential area points.
Okay, some specific calculation using the area point.
Is exactly equal to a scaled expected value of a power of the KPZ solution. It's a direct algebraic link, a mathematical bridge built using these summary statistics.
Wow, so not just similar statistics, but an equal sign connecting them through moments. That feels more direct somehow.
It is. It's an algebraic statement rather than just a distributional one.
So how do they prove this? Did they need some brand new mathematical machinery?
And this is maybe the most elegant part of the whole story. The answer is no, not really.
No, how?
Their proof relies on matching up integral formulas, really complex looking integrals that were already known for both sides.
Wait, known?
Yes. For the KPZ side, the formulas came from work on something called the attractive delta Bose gas, a different area of physics.
Okay.
And for the airy side, similar integral formulas could be worked out using standard techniques involving the correlation kernel and Laplace transforms.
So the formulas existed separately.
They did. And here's the kicker, the real aha moment the paper points out. These integral representations for the moments on both sides were known long before the big breakthroughs about the distributions matching.
Get out. So the blueprints were there all along.
Essentially, yes. But as they say, their similarity hadn't been exploited. Nobody had put them side by side and realized, hey, these complex formulas, they're basically saying the same thing.
That's incredible. It's like having two ancient maps.
Right. Maybe one map shows rivers and mountains. The other, stars and constellations. Both lead to the same treasure.
But no one realized it until someone figured out how to translate between river language and star language.
Exactly. Borodin and Gorin saw that these existing integral formulas, once you looked at them the right way, were fundamentally the same. They didn't invent new integrals. They saw the connection, the hidden symmetry between the old ones.
Hiding in plain sight. That just underscores how breakthroughs can come from a fresh perspective on existing knowledge.
It really does. It's about making connections.
So what are the broader implications of this moment's point of view? Where does it take us?
Well, the authors themselves hope this approach will be beneficial for finding other similar correspondences. It gives researchers a new tool, maybe a more direct algebraic tool, to hunt for links between other complex random systems.
Like a template for finding hidden connections.
Kind of, yeah. A new strategy. And they also provide a really neat corollary, Corollary 2.4.
Okay, what does that show?
It reinforces the deep connection. It says that if you look at the KPZ solution evolving over a long time, take its logarithm and scale it properly.
Huh.
Its distribution converges to the distribution of the very first point, A1, of the area point process.
Wow. So the long-term behavior of this messy KPZ growth settles down to mirror the leading edge, the smallest value of that structured Airy process.
Exactly. It brings it beautifully full circle. All that complex evolution boils down, in a sense, to this one prominent feature of the Airy process.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it, what other connections are out there just waiting for someone to look at the pieces differently?
Absolutely. And the authors even mentioned they tried to extend this to match two points simultaneously, but haven't cracked that yet. So the search definitely continues.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you listening to this? We've gone deep into some pretty advanced math.
Yeah, KPZ, Airy points.
But we've seen how this wild, unpredictable world of growing things, described by the KPZ equation, shares this really profound, elegant connection with the structured randomness of the Airy point process.
A connection now cemented by this direct algebraic link through moments.
And the journey wasn't just about the equations themselves, was it?
No, not at all. It was really about the power of perspective.
Hmm.
Borodin and Gorin didn't necessarily invent brand new math here.
Right, they recognized something hidden in what was already known.
They saw a congruence, a similarity in existing tools, and that led to this incredibly direct and illuminating proof. Sometimes the answers are right there.
Just waiting for a different angle, a different lens.
Which leaves us with a final thought, maybe something provocative for you to consider. In your own work, your own field, maybe even just daily life.
Uh-huh.
What connections might you be missing? What insights are sitting there, maybe looking obvious in hindsight, just because you haven't paused to look at the pieces you already have from a slightly different, maybe more insightful angle?
Hmm. What obvious connections are hiding in plain sight?
Exactly. Sometimes the biggest discoveries aren't about finding something new, but about seeing the old anew.